Well, is it real or is it Memorex? This is DJ Frederick, and while the Radio Thrift Shop is on a little bit of a hiatus, I'm delving into our archive. I'm going to bring you a program today from 2012. Originally broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Oh yeah, Paul Revere and the Raiders. You are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on 90,900 kilohertz.
Yes, your ears are hearing that correctly. That is Doc Severinsen within the court of the Crimson King. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we dust off old 78s, we get 45s back in the groove, we splice the reel-to-reels together, and even pull a few CDs out of the recycling bin. Radio Thrift Shop is celebrating analog culture in a digital world and life in the slow lane. Got a lot planned for this show. I hope you're going to stay with me. It's always a ride. It's always a journey. Coming up a little later, I'm going to have a psychedelic snack, but first, some music from 1999 by My Morning Jacket, released on a 7-inch vinyl record that was included with their first LP, Tennessee Fire. This is Evelyn Is Not Real.
Evelyn, you know this can't be true. is gone. A trip from father to son. Choosing chosen ones. I'm moving away for the winter.
Brand new EP by the band Charlie Big Time, released on Matinee Records. That was Passion and Headaches. Before that, The Higher State from 2011. These Things Take Time. That was sounded more like a 1966 to me, from their CD Freak Out at the Gallery. Another tune before that by Charlie Big Time, Real Estate. And we started the set off with My Morning Jacket, Evelyn Is Not Real. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we revisit the past 100-plus years of recorded music and sound. I've got some news for you about a great box set that is coming up. It is time to save your pennies. That's right. Numero Group is going to be releasing Omnibus Volume 1, and it's an attempt at laying bare a tangled mess of loose ends that Numero and cohorts have been tripping over for years. Too disconnected and isolated from one another for expansion into a full-length CD or LP project, they've bound together 90 songs, cross-referencing each town and each year of issue and gathering it all into a compact and elegant monument to America's soul diaspora. So what is Omnibus? It's 45 7-inch singles. That's right, 45 7-inch singles from the dustiest corners of the United States, replicated down to the tiniest detail. Housed in a custom Numero-patterned 45 box, replete with metal hardware and handle and available in 19 different color combinations. You can't beat that. It also includes a cloth-bound hardback book covering the bizarre histories of each group, the early history of Numero, plus an absurdly detailed series of indices. And for the first time ever, the entire set will be available for a free digital download if you don't want the physical vinyl LPs or other 45s, which they're going to retail for a few bucks. So they're announcing one single every day for the next 45 days on www.eccentricsoul.com. The first three singles have been announced by Pat Stallworth, The Intentions and Elements of Peace. Check that out, www.eccentricsoul.com. If you love vinyl, this is one of the most exciting projects to come down in years. And also if you like obscure music. Okay, I'm going to move on now with a band from called Autumn Fair, which was formed in 1987 by Tom Furman of Savage Republic. One of their recordings was released by Bruce Litcher on the Independent Project label. It is a beautiful, beautiful recording. The album sleeve is letterpressed with gold highlights, absolutely gorgeous. We're going to hear a track called Cascade. This is Autumn Fair. Thank you. live, Bebop Deluxe, the incredible tune called Shine. Before that, from a 10-inch vinyl single released by Independent Project Records, we heard Autumn Fair with The Cascade from a record called Glaciers and Gods. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you'd like to correspond, my email address is fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo at colby-sawyer.edu. I'd really appreciate your feedback on the show and the music, and let me know what you think. A little bit earlier, I promised you a psychedelic snack, and we're going to listen to it. Psychedelic Snack was a little music program that was heard back in the 1970s and 80s. We're going to hear a segment in its entirety featuring Spanky and Our Gang and Pink Floyd.
I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say, yeah, 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 yeah. I say, yeah, 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 everybody say, yeah, yeah. Say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, I'm Dave Herman. Welcome to the Psychedelic Snack. This time, we're going to get to know Spanky a little bit better, and then we'll take a short trip to Saint-Tropez.
Psychedelic Snack.
You're getting a cough. That irritated, scratchy feeling. For relief, feel the strength of Benelin with its cough suppressant, diphenhydramine. No other leading cough medication has it, and it's available without prescription. And now, look for special coupon savings on Benelin in this Sunday's newspaper. Benelin from Park Davis. Use as directed for coughs due to colds.
Gives you more sticks per pack than any other gum. 21 sticklets in natural spearmint or peppermint.
Skinny stick with fat with flavor. Skinny, skinny, super pack. Oh, yeah.
Alfalfa, will you sway me before we have lunch?
Sure, darling.
Say, Romeo, what about your promise to the He-Man Woman Haters Club?
I'm sorry, Spanky. I have to live my own life.
Psychedelic Snack.
Before we put the pedal to Pink Floyd's album Metal, let's play a little sun-washed pop courtesy of the band fronted by Claire McFarlane. Since the 60s, she's better known as Spanky, and the band was called Our Gang.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Finally, I found searching all around just was not the answer. Thought was true, looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
you. All you need to say, she went on her way and said it was all over. Well, it's been some time, and I guess that I just meant to be a rover.
I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
Well, I can't promise that I'll spend a day with you. I can't promise that I'll find a way with you. I can't promise, no, I can't promise that I'll love you. But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
I'd like to get to know you, know you, know you.
I thought I found her. Built my world around her.
I'd like to get to know you. Yes, I would.
Spanky and Our Gang, and the title track to their second album, I'd Like to Get to Know You. The gang had split up by the 70s. Drummer John Sider joined the Turtles for a while, and Spanky sings Mama Cass's parts in a reconstituted version of the Mamas and the Papas.
Psychedelic Snack.
We got a letter here from Rick Carr of New Orleans, Louisiana, who writes, Dear Dave, I've always been a Pink Floyd fan, and my favorite album has always been Dark Side of the Moon. But I would really like to hear some of the stuff they did before that album. Good suggestion, Rick. And if you'd like to drop us a line, our address is Box 333, Narberth, Pennsylvania, 19072. That's Box 333, Narberth, Pennsylvania, 19072. And here's your request, Rick. From Pink Floyd's 1971 album, Metal, this is Saint-Tropez.
As I reach for a peach, slide a ride down behind a sofa in Saint-Tropez. Breaking a stick with a brick on the sand, riding a wave in the wake of an old sedan. Sleeping alone in the drone of the darkness, scratched by the sand that fell from my love. Deep in my dreams and I still hear her calling. If you're alone, I'll come home, home. Backward and homebound, the pigeon, the dove. Gone with the wind and the rain on the airplane. Bone in the home with no silver spoon. Sooner than wait for a break in the weather, I'll gather my far-flung thoughts together, speeding away on the wind to a new day. If you're alone, I'll come home, home, home.
Pink Floyd from Metal, released in the States in the fall of 1971. In the fall of 1987, the three remaining Pink Floyd members are still out on the road in an arena near you. The Psychedelic Snack is produced by Sean McKay and R.D. Steele for Denny Somack Productions on the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm Dave Herman on The Snack.
Psychedelic Snack.
Your yellow pills.
Some music that accompanies the zine Galactic Zoo Dossier No. 8, which is released by Drag City Records. You heard the George Edwards Group, Nevada. Before that, Mom's Boys with Yellow Pill and Mushroom, Where I Belong. This is DJ Frederick, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop, where we feature seldom heard tunes from the past century of recorded sound. I'd like to thank everyone for listening here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Also want to say hello to folks out at The Global Voice, www.theglobalvoice.info. I'm DJ Frederick. Remember, take care of yourself, take care of your community, and those that you love.